This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Retailers around the country are warning Americans the supply chain crisis in America is not going to get any better anytime soon. Basic Fund CEO Jay Foreman on Fox News says shop now or regret later.
Start to put your Christmas list together and holiday list together early. Get those must-have things now because they definitely will be in short supply because we're seeing a shipping crisis like we've never seen before, and it's not going to get any better for the next 8 or 10 weeks.
President Biden assigned a task force by DOT Secretary Pete Buttigieg to find the problems. The secretary's focus is on Indigenous Peoples Day, as his tweets reveal. Two election workers in Fulton County, Georgia, have been fired after they were accused of shredding hundreds of voter registration applications. On Monday, Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is asking the Department of Justice to investigate. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Inflation worries causing higher prices are justified when heading to the grocery store or gas station. What happens in the breadbasket affects the entire world. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Food prices across the world have risen to their highest levels in a decade on the backs of tightening supply conditions coupled with robust demand. That's according to the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations. The organization's food price index, which measures world food commodity prices, has surged by 32.8% in the last 12 months through September, coming in at a reading of 130 points, a level not seen since 2011. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The sun was expected to wreak some havoc on our planet Monday with an enormous solar flare on Saturday. The energized particles from the sun struck the planet's upper atmosphere at 45 million miles per hour, expanding the northern lights, but so far, so good. USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
As Southwest Airlines is blaming weather for over 2,000 flights being canceled over the past few days, Casey Murray with the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association on Fox News says other airlines are not having the same issues Southwest Airlines is pitching.
Looking at the other airlines, as you just said, they didn't have the same issues. Whatever is causing the initial problem that is causing the domino effect, that's where the processes are failing. How our pilots are being reassigned, how our flight attendants are being reassigned, how they're having to cover trips. And that's where the failure occurs. And that's why the initial sort of problem that causes this cascades for Southwest to 3-4 days. I want to be clear, SWAPA is not anti-vaccine. What we haven't been able to do that all our peers have done, have been able to sit down, talk, and come to agreements that cover our pilots' medicals. Our pilots are required, along with their pilot's license, to have a medical certificate. And every 6 months we go in, we have a full battery of tests. And there's a lot of uncertainty, short term, long term, over the vaccine that we want our pilots to be covered for through long term disability, loss of license insurance, all things that we cover to make sure that we continue our careers. And we haven't had the opportunity to sit down and speak with Southwest and come to agreement on how that's going to take place. All of our peers have. We see where their vaccination rates are.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. All the information is well right there. Not to mention the bevy, I say absolute bevy, of brilliant, brilliant people that were able to get on the show here to expand and discuss these topics of the day, cultural, entertainment, you name it, issues of faith. That we're able to get into more detail, we're just not committed to 8-second sound bites here. We want to make sure that your intellect is strengthened and expanded, because this is a time where we can sit down together and reason together, as the Word of God says, because that's important, that we be able to sit down and reason together. Now, we're also warned that there are people that do not want to reason. That's not the way they roll. And, okay, that's fine. But, you know, that's what the Bible would say are people that are very short-sighted. Well, particularly they're referred to as fools. And some people may be insulted by that, and I'm sorry that that is what happens. But really think about it. If you cannot have a reasonable conversation in the interest of helping one another, you know, to expand and understand, you know, what is going on. You know, for example, like COVID. Can we not sit down and understand reasonably, or just, you know, dogmatically? We got to say, well, you got to follow the science. Well, experience has taught us that, you know, science is still a bit of a, you know, it's a search for the truth. And you keep asking questions. But suddenly, now, we've paused life, in a sense, and considered science as kind of almost being godlike. Is they're dictatorial. They know exactly what's going on. And when you trail the history of all that we've gone through with COVID, it's like, wait a minute, are you kidding me? I mean, we're supposed to listen to the scientists, and they're all over the place. I mean, don't wear mask, wear mask, wear two masks, you know, cover your eyes, don't cover your eyes anymore. I mean, it's really absurd. All the exercises that we've gone through, all initially we went into this. Remember, 15 days was going to be 15 days to stop the spread. That was our goal. Well, you know, 15 days has become months. And if some people would, and I would say some scientists whose egos have been, you know, greatly strengthened and stroked through this whole period of time, would hope that it would go on for years at our expense, at our psychological expense, as we continue to deal with this. And now we have the exercise of mandated vaccinations that are taking place, and people are resisting. And as I had suggested earlier, the thing about resistance, it has to be met. If you're, you know, the opposing side, it has to be met with the same force and equal force. If not, then you're going to get run over. And so how do you resist it? And as one guest said, you know, the thing that you have to appreciate about the opposing side is just as much as people of faith with a religious fervor and passion, those on the left believe passionately in what they believe in. They are firmly convinced that they're right and the other side is absolutely wrong. There's no in between. Now, one thing I would say, you know, from people on the other side, let's put it that way, because I hate the left-right thing, because I'm not trying to discredit anybody. All I'm trying to do is arrive at a point in time and place where we can have a conversation and we can exercise our intelligence in a way that's win-win and enlarges the other points of view and enlarges our point of view, and that maybe together we can find a place in the middle that's win-win for both sides and we're all the better for it. But when we're isolated, again, I remind you, and I just thought this was a brilliant, brilliant insight from Jordan Peterson when he says the problem with becoming so ideologically fixed is we render ourselves stupid. I mean, think about it. This is self-inflicted stupidity when we decide that we want to be so ideologically fixed and we don't want to listen to somebody else. My dad, long ago when I was younger, he always found a way to wax poetic and philosophical when it was time for us to get haircuts. He gave all the boys haircuts, and this is what he did, you know, as a medic when his downtime away from being in the mash tent in the European theater, he would give the soldiers haircuts. Well, you know, of course, he brings that experience back home, and little did he know he was going to have 9 kids, 5 of which were boys, and he was going to be doing haircuts. So he did, but he took full advantage of it. And it was a time for us to be enlarged and enlightened from his world experience. And one of the things that I clearly remember him saying as he was cutting my hair is he would say, William, and I always knew it was serious when he called me by my formal name, William, that, you know, everybody has something to offer if you just listen. And the challenge is to be able to pull that nugget out and to discover what that nugget is that you need that could be helpful. Don't reject people based on outside appearances. And he's been exactly right, because sometimes I got to tell you, and I have to laugh because I hear his words even today, even though he's been gone for 14 years. I hear his words like he's talking to me right now, and I'll come against situations, and I'm going, this person's a knucklehead. What am I doing? You know, just get away from this person. But, you know, you endure, or at least I endure and try to, and sometimes I'm successful at doing it. I'm not saying I'm perfect by no means. But the times that I'm able to endure and put my ego aside, amazingly, some golden nugget, something that I needed to hear, came in the form of something that I saw on the surface as being undesirable and disqualified. And this is the problem that we have with our culture today. In this cancel culture is that it's the spirit of invalidation. You've heard me use that word before. The spirit of invalidation that's taken over, that makes people feel like they're less than and shamed and discredited, and they have no place in the marketplace. There's no value. Well, how dare someone with such arrogance disqualify somebody? You never, never know who is going to have the goods. You may have heard this story before, and I share this with you, about a young man. He's at, of all places, you know, a Christian camp. Okay, this is a time where, you know, all the Christian kids and parents, you know, they send their kids to camp. And there was one kid in particular who was halting in his speech, obviously had some, you know, mental challenges. And people made and just tormented this young kid constantly. And when it came to the end of the conference and the end of the weekend, the kids were all coming up, all the cool kids were coming up and talking about what they experienced in Jesus and what a great time they had and everything. And this one kid wanted to come up. The kid that had been absolutely tormented throughout the weekend wanted to come up and say something. And the kid, oh, sit down. What do you got to say? You don't have anything to say. Anyway, he gets up there on the microphone, regardless of what they said. And he just says, I want you to know that Jesus loves you, and I love you too. Those very short and succinct words, you can only imagine how powerful and how it hit the hearts of those hard hearts.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Thank you.
Hey, it's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Dr. Jerry Newcomb in the house, the executive director of the Providence Forum, an offshoot of the D. James Kennedy Ministries. And we've got to be talking about how Seattle has become an epicenter for the latest important church and state battle. Jerry, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Doing great. Appreciate it.
Well, I mentioned before, which was not your problem, it was my problem. We had the wrong number. It was my fault in not having you on earlier. But while we were trying to get connected here,
it's so funny too, because my numbers haven't changed in a couple of years.
Oh no! It just what happens? It just
I know. Sometimes if you get the wrong number, it can bedevil other issues.
Well, yeah, and this happens from time to time. And again, I'm reminded because I'm not perfect. And I thank God for his grace and mercy.
So, amen.
So, as I was saying in the first segment, that whenever you're met with resistance, you have to decide, are you going to resist with an equal amount of strength, or are you just going to cower? Because when you look at what's happened historically in the history of man, when resistance has come about, I find it quite interesting, Jerry, that it's somewhere between 5 or 10% of the population, the rebel rousers, that actually end up creating all the havoc. And end up, like when you decide to go down that road of socialism or communism or Marxism, in its wake are the deaths of millions of people, time and again. And here we are in this modern era, this resistance that's coming at this constitutional republic that is threatening all our freedoms, including freedom of speech and freedom of religion. And if we don't match up the resistance to the resistance that's coming at us, we're going to be overwhelmed and lose.
Yes, and I think part of the issue is that it's so easy to sort of get involved in our lives and, you know, really try and do what we can to serve the Lord and so forth, but in effect, remove the Christian salt and light from the society at large. So in other words, we'll live our own spiritual lives, we'll read the Bible, we'll pray, all of that's great, we'll go to church, all of that's totally needed. But it's also true that Jesus said we are to be the salt and the light of the world. And I think what's happened is, unfortunately, a lot of Christians have just removed a lot of their saltiness and light from the culture at large. I mean, there are, believe it or not, there are Christians, professing Christians, who actually don't bother to vote, or
they
don't bother to vote based on biblical values. And that's shocking, but that shows you why we're in the mess we're in, you know, part of it. But thankfully, there are others that are trying to do something. Dr. D. James Kennedy, and I work for D. James Kennedy Ministries, he used to say things like this: the most important thing is to preach the gospel, but the second most important thing is to have the defense so we can preach the gospel. That's why he and Dr. Dobson and all these other leaders founded the Alliance Defending Freedom. That's its new name. It used to be called the Alliance Defense Fund, but ADF. Mm. And here they're fighting for Christian liberties, and one of their cases involves a Seattle rescue mission. And although it's in far and remote Seattle, the implications of that case, you know, could have bearing, you know, throughout the whole country.
Well, we know with anything legal, once a precedent is established, then they go headlong. I mean, this happens to be where the battle lines are drawn right now in Seattle. So we have to take a stand. And going back to what D. James Kennedy said, which is scriptural, is having done all to stand, you keep standing. But you got to know what the heck you're standing on. Right? And people who find their faith to be a bit inconvenient in this aggressive culture, well, you know, God's gonna clear you out and get you out of the way, because you're getting in the way of the defense, just like he did when he chose Gideon's army, right? We had thousands of warriors ready to go, and God ferreted it down, and he cut it down to 300. And so, You know, God is looking for a few good men. And when I say that, I'm talking men and women, all right? So don't get hysterical on me. But God is looking for a few good men and women who are called by his name that are prepared to put it all on the line. And this is what's needed today, you know, to your point, is that if we're going to be salt, what kind of salt? If we're going to be light, what kind of light? You know, and that's the question.
Yes, and in this particular case that I wrote about that you asked me to talk about, basically this Seattle Rescue Mission has been in operation since the 1930s, yeah. And a couple years ago, a non-Christian lawyer wanted to be hired by them, and they said, well, you know, you don't share our mission and our values, so, you know, they declined not to hire the guy, so we sued, and in this highly secular age where, unfortunately, a lot of times people are always asking, the tolerant folks are always asking the Christians to cave and, you know, throw away our convictions. The mission said, well, we can't hire you. And unfortunately, the Washington State Supreme Court ruled against the mission. And the irony is, as I point out in the piece, is the U.S. Supreme Court has actually spoken on this very issue. Can a Christian church or organization decide that they will only hire people who are amenable to that particular mission? And the answer is yes, they can do that. In fact, one of the court's cases, the Supreme Court, it was 9-0. There were very few decisions where, let's say, the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg would agree with the late Antonin Scalia. But this was one of them, saying that a church entity has the right to hire whom they will because they have to be, you know, they want them to be in line with what their mission is. Exactly. And it only makes sense, but in this, you know, in this age where Christians are always supposed to cave and everything, and, you know, it's just a crazy thing. At this point, by the way, that rescue mission in Seattle has the option. They're basically filing, you know, an appeal to the Supreme Court, which is a huge long shot, but who knows? Who knows?
Well, the thing is God knows. And what are they standing? What are they standing for? They're standing for godly principles, something that is already, you know, is when you have stare decisis, which refers to precedent, and the precedent is there, and you've already got a ruling from the Supreme Court. Then okay, you keep standing on the rock. You stand on those things, and look at. The basis of our country is that we are a God-fearing country, less and less these days. But that's okay. I think when the rubber meets the road, you know, it is time for the silent majority to no longer be silent. It is time for, you know, people to reevaluate their faith and realize this is not an issue of convenience. You know, believing in the cross of Christ and the gift that God has given us means that we have to be totally sold out. And it's not just, you know, as you said, Jerry, it's not just for us. It really, I mean, when you consider the impact that Christianity has had on the world, right? Exactly.
Right.
I mean, our children, the world, you know, I mean, you look at the impact that America has had on the world.
Know.
How many missions, right? Go ahead, we've got a minute and a half.
Think about this anecdote. During the first winter when the pilgrims first came here in November of 1620, and they had very little food because they had been so late and delayed in their passage. Here's the bottom line. There were 18 married women, and only 4 of them survived that first winter. But most of the children survived. And what happened was a lot of those women literally would give their food portion to their children so the children could survive, and they themselves died. But this is the way they were basically passing things on to the next generation. Can you imagine that sacrifice? And I bring that up because this year is the 400th anniversary of the first Thanksgiving, when, you know, months after that starving winter, they set aside 3 days of Thanksgiving to God after the harvest to thank him for their survival and to celebrate with their new friends the Indians with whom they made a long-lasting treaty of peace. The Pilgrim story is really a great story, and I think it's important because it's the beginning.
We got to leave it there. Dr. Jerry Newcomb, thank you, Jerry.
The lowest mortgage rates in history. You're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Retailers around the country are warning Americans the supply chain crisis in America is not going to get any better anytime soon. Basic Fund CEO Jay Foreman on Fox News says shop now or regret later.
Start to put your Christmas list together and holiday list together early. Get those must-have things now because they definitely will be in short supply because we're seeing a shipping crisis like we've never seen before, and it's not going to get any better for the next 8 or 10 weeks.
President Biden assigned a task force by DOT Secretary Pete Buttigieg to find the problems. The secretary's focus is on Indigenous Peoples Day, as his tweets reveal. Two election workers in Fulton County, Georgia, have been fired after they were accused of shredding hundreds of voter registration applications. On Monday, Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is asking the Department of Justice to investigate. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, question here. Who doesn't love trees? We love trees, don't we? I mean, when you think about the impact that they have on home values, I mean, it's estimated we're talking multi-billion dollars worth of impact on home values. Isn't that incredible? And we're going to talk trees, if that's okay with you, because we've got the president of Arbor Day Foundation, Dan Lamb, with us, because we all love trees, especially as we get close to autumn and the fall colors, right? Aren't they brilliant? I mean, they're just really special. And if you don't think much of trees during the rest of the year, there's just something so dynamic about the autumn season that makes you want to go hug a tree, okay? Well, now a new study finds that trees add more than $30 billion in value to homes across the nation each year. And here to talk about this new tree research, as I mentioned, is Dan Lamb. He's the president of the Arbor Day Foundation, the largest nonprofit dedicated to planting trees. Dan Lamb, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, I love trees, and especially, you know, when you take care of them and you cut them down when they need to be cut down and you keep them healthy, boy, I'll tell you, they serve you well, don't they?
Absolutely. Everybody loves trees, and we all learned back in grade school that trees are important. They clean our air, clean our water, cool our cities, and now we've got this new research that we've collaborated with the USDA Forest Service and the University of Nebraska and the Arbor Day Foundation to quantify the economic benefits of trees in our communities.
So more than just the value of homes being increased with trees, there's much more that this study reveals. Tell us about it.
Well, right. So first of all, we learned that the trees in our front yards, in our backyards, in our neighborhoods are helping to provide and boost property values across the country by more than $31 billion. And we know people love living in tree-lined neighborhoods. They'll even pay more for a lot with a tree in their yard. But to see this scale of economic value was really impressive to us. And we also learned that trees are bringing more than $73 billion worth of benefits through environmental benefits to our communities, through things like carbon sequestration and reducing air pollution and helping prevent stormwater runoff. These are illustrations of how the return on investment for trees is huge.
How comprehensive was the study, Dan?
It was very comprehensive. So we were using U.S. Census Bureau information, research provided by the United States Forest Service using a tool called iTree, which helps to quantify the environmental and economic benefits of trees. And we were able to look at every state in the country. And what's exciting about this research is anyone who wants to learn more about it and how their state stacks up can learn more and go see at arborday.org/tree report and figure out how they're doing and learn more about how to plant trees.
Dan, what were some of the other benefits that trees provide that were detailed in this report?
Well, we dug into property values, we dug into the environmental benefits, we dug into how cities and communities are using trees to increase the value and the economic and environmental benefits in their communities. And one of the things we've been at the Arbor Day Foundation, our mission is that we inspire people to plant, nurture, and celebrate trees. And what this research helps to do is quantify and demonstrate the value that those trees are bringing. And it's been exciting to see, and we're getting a lot of great reaction already from people who are just learning about it.
Well, Dan, I imagine I made mention about hugging a tree, and, you know, for years, people made fun of tree huggers, right? And now the evidence with this survey comes out that says, wow, maybe I should have been hugging trees myself a lot longer, you know, a long time ago, right?
Exactly. You know, there has never been a more important time to be planting trees than today. And they don't just beautify our communities, and everybody loves trees, but they're bringing real economic value. You're right, Bill. And not only that, they're helping to help solve some of the biggest issues facing our planet and facing our communities today.
Well, I was going to ask you that, the effect on climate, and of course this discussion that is still being bantered out, but there's some real empirical evidence here that trees play an important role in climate. I don't want to say climate control, but I want to just say in terms of being a benefit to the climate.
Well, you're absolutely right. Trees aren't the only solution. But trees and afforestation, reforestation, replanting our forests across the globe are the number one nature-based solution to the climate challenges we're facing. And this report helps to document the economic benefits, let alone the environmental benefits through sequestering carbon, helping to shade and cool our cities on those hot, hot summer days. The list is long of the value of trees. And so, Bill, you should keep on hugging those trees.
Yeah.
And we should keep planting those trees for sure.
Amen. Dan is the president of the Arbor Day Foundation, which was founded back in 1972, which has grown to become the largest nonprofit membership organization dedicated to planting trees with over 1 million members, supporters, and valued partners. What else can you tell us about the Arbor Day Foundation, Dan?
Well, we've got, again, a very simple mission in that we inspire people to plant, nurture, and celebrate trees. And while that's a very simple mission, the work we're doing as we plant trees in more than 50 countries around the globe and help to inspire others to be a part of the tree planting movement, it is the time for trees.
Mm-hmm.
There's never been a more important time for the work we're doing, and it's exciting as we work with local planting partners in cities around the country, as we work with state forestry agencies, the United States Forest Service, and other great government and non-government partners to get trees planted and help elevate the attention and awareness to the benefits.
Dan, people here celebrate trees. What do you mean by celebrating trees? Are we going to tie a yellow ribbon around trees, or you know, what exactly does that look like?
Mean a lot of different things. It could be celebrating Arbor Day every year in your community, but it also can be schools planting trees. It might be families gathering to plant trees to commemorate a new birth, to commemorate the milestone in their family. There's all kinds of ways for people to engage. And the one thing about trees is in this contentious and divisive time we live in, trees are about the one thing that we all agree on.
That's really exactly. I mean, it's they're apolitical. You know, they're not Republican or Democrat. They're
absolutely.
They're just trees, for goodness sakes, ladies and gentlemen. We love trees, you know?
They're not blue. They're not red. They're green.
So don't even think about canceling them, all right? Or you're going to have some serious problems. Dan Gush, I really appreciate you coming on the show and talking about this. This is really fun in many ways because we love something, you know, that gives us so much. I mean, we take it for granted. You go down your community, you see all these trees, you go, well, you know, that's nice and everything, but, you know, but you cause this. And this is what the Arbor Day Foundation does. It brings a spotlight to something that we generally take for granted because it's always there. It's kind of like a wallpaper on our walls. But still, it's just, they're just so magnificent because they're trees. They're growing. They're living things. And they bless us in so many ways, don't they?
It's true. They inspire us in a lot of ways. They frame our lives. And this report's an exciting way to demonstrate the economic benefits, which people care about. And I'll tell you again, any of your listeners who want to learn more about how their state stacks up or how they can engage in tree planting can go to arborday.org/treereport to learn more and find out how they can engage.
And if they want to get engaged directly themselves, you know, they see this report and go, whoa, we need to up our game here. As much as it would count on me, what do they do?
Again, what they can do is they can reach out to their city leaders. They can reach out to local nonprofit tree planting organizations. At our website at arborday.org, you can learn a heck of a lot more about what trees to plant based on where you live, how to plant them, and learn more about the benefits that those trees are bringing to your front yards and backyards.
Exactly. Well, Dan Lamb, cannot thank you enough. We appreciate the time and all the information. And, of course, go to the website, check it out for yourself. Dan is the president of the Arbor Day Foundation. Thank you, Dan. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new rate advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy
pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. As I mentioned over the weekend, you know, Chris Wallace, once again, I guess he is not convinced that, you know, with the election results, because he keeps bringing this up whenever he's talking to a Republican. He just can't miss an opportunity. He always has to bring into question, you know, don't you believe that the election was legitimate and that Joe Biden is the president of the United States? And, you know, and I just want, you know, politicians, especially the GOP side, you know, they should be prepared to respond to Chris Wallace in a way that really brings to light, like, you know, I'm not, it's not so much that I'm convinced. I question whether or not you're convinced because you keep bringing this up. And look at, we had 4 years of the left jumping up and down, claiming that Trump was not their president. He colluded with the president and after, with the Russians. And after $70 million of the people's money, and what we had a band of attorneys, near a couple of dozen attorneys, all one-sided. Oh, yeah, by the way, not one conservative attorney in the group. And they spent all this energy and found bupkis that there was no collusion with the Russians regarding the 2016 election. And the constant refrain was that Donald Trump's not their president. And so now here it's been 9 months down the road with all these questions that we have about the election. We've got over 1,000 sworn affidavits of people saying, hey, there was a lot of funny business happening in these different states, whether we're talking about, you know, Pennsylvania, whether we're talking about Georgia, Arizona, and on down the line. Well, Rachel Alexander is with us. She's the attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, and the Christian Post, as well as Newsmax. And she's reporting on the latest Grassroots America PAC in Scottsdale that drew large crowds to discuss election fraud and more. Rachel, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hopefully you've had your first cup of coffee this morning, because I know it's early on your side of the country, and I appreciate you getting up early to talk about this. But, you know, the fact of the matter, this is the problem with a lie, is that a lie is a lie, and you want people to accept it. But people, you know, reasonable or otherwise, just will not accept
you know, something without the facts. And there's still so many questions and things to be proven that we should, you know, I think we have the right to ask of government officials, did you do your due diligence to make sure that this, you know, that all the votes were rightfully counted? And I'm not talking about the votes that were, because in that question of rightfully counted, you have legitimate votes of people voting, but then you had a number of votes and what we're finding out, hundreds of thousands of votes that aren't attached to a human person.
Yeah, what's so stupid is how the left keeps just saying, oh, you know, no judges have said that there was any fraud. It's all over with. And that's not true. We just got done with a humongous audit that showed there was lots and lots of fraud. And I'm not going to make up my mind and decide that there wasn't any until at least Attorney General Brnovich has gone through and made sure there wasn't any fraud and it was valid, because he hasn't finished his investigation yet.
Well, what was that number? They said that actually, you know, it's the audit is completed, and that actually Joe Biden got the narrative is that he got 330 some more votes than what was represented on the initial count. What was all that about?
That's if you look at every single ballot that came in and you decide that it was a legally cast, you know, everything was properly done ballot. And most of the report showed that a lot of these ballots were not legally cast. They were cast by voters who hadn't registered to vote at that time yet. So they shouldn't have been counted at all. You know, their signature didn't match the signature on file. It should have never been counted. Tons and tons of illegalities just like that.
Mm-hmm. So, and those things are set aside. They don't want to be considered because they're going by just the number of votes, not even looking at the quality of vote, as you just pointed out. And A.G. Brnovich is looking into this and, you know, getting down to the bottom. How much further are we talking about? How much more time do you think before, Rachel, that we get a definite decision out of Arizona?
Well, I'm hearing calls from people like Shauna Bullock. She's a state legislator who's running for Secretary of State here. She wants a full statewide audit at this point. Brnovich, I know him really well. I've told you before. We go back to 2000, and he is a very thorough person. He's not going to be running around arresting people until he has concluded his investigation. And by the way, not to go off on a tangent, but I get so sick and tired of these people saying, why hasn't Brnovich arrested anybody yet? Well, guess what? The last time somebody arrested a county supervisor, that was my former boss. And you know what happened to him? He ended up disbarred, and they tried to prosecute him. So you can't just arrest somebody immediately. You have to actually conduct an investigation first.
Yeah, there is such a thing as due process, and this is what people forget. You know, that still is part of our Constitution and is the way things go. But unfortunately, what the media has done is they've obliterated due process, and I'm just waiting for the day that it falls on their pumpkin heads. You know, for all that they've done to destroy the process, when they are the ones in the crosshairs, Rachel, and they're feeling the pain of their own creation.
Yeah, it's nice to have the tables turned on them. You know, whenever they screw up, you know, they get all the due process in the world, and you're really jumping ahead and making conclusions before an investigation is done if we actually arrest them. I mean, they're just absolute, complete hypocrites.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is that this is something that the American people are not going to get over. I mean, it's just like, you know, I liken to this, you know, when your child has told you an untruth. You may just, okay, for the sake of argument, hey, just go to bed. We'll talk about it in the morning. But you don't sleep very well. It just keeps gnawing at you until that truth finally comes out. And hopefully it comes out. And like any truth or any lie, it's better to deal with it sooner than later. Unfortunately, the process, the political system is such that we're almost a year afterwards, we still have the same questions, and our country is being destroyed because you've got people who have taken over control of our government and our country, and they're doing things to hurt the middle class, that are hurting the American people. I mean, at every turn, whether we're talking about mandated vaccinations, we're talking about, you know, inflation. Now the average household is paying, they've determined, at least so far, $175 more a month. So for these people on fixed incomes, $175 more a month, this is starting to create some pain, Rachel.
Yeah, I'm starting to hear a lot of people say they regret voting for Biden. We all knew it would happen, yes. And it's now happening. And I'm sure you're seeing those polls everywhere, which are showing if the election were held right now, Trump would completely slaughter Biden in the election.
Well, the thing is, again, you know, I hear that, and I hear that comparison, but it comes with a caveat, and that's assuming that we can run a free and fair election, and I'm not sure we're there yet. I mean, Dominion is still, you know, the machines of choice. They flat out lied to us and said they had no way to connect with the internet, that they couldn't send any information, you know, through the internet lines, and then we find out, well, what's this remote here? What's this modem all about? Well, the modem is what allows you to connect, you know, to the internet. So the fact that they have those in the machines is quite telling. And nobody's holding, it seems like, they're not holding anybody's feet to the fire, because basically what they did is they lied to Congress. Where is the contempt, you know, the contempt order out there, and how come people from Dominion aren't being arrested?
Yeah, what concerns me is we are going to find tons of fraud, but nothing is going to be done about it. It's just going to get swept under the rug. Better luck next time.
Right, exactly. But, you know, and so here it is. I mean, for, you know, here we got the midterm, you know, a year from now, and America is crying out. They cannot wait, you know, for the midterm elections to where we can, you know, change the power fulcrum more to the Republican side. But still, it's just that, you know, something has to be done to give people confidence that we're going to have free and fair elections. Because what I'm concerned about, even with the midterm, even though the numbers look solidly in favor of the GOP, is that you're going to have, you know, people that are disenfranchised to say, why bother? You know, they're going to just cheat anyway. And, you know, we'll see how this plays out. And of course, all eyes right now, just as a sidebar, are on Virginia for this governor's race to see what's happening, you know, between Youngkin and, you know, and McAuliffe.
I think it's tremendous. I mean, I thought Virginia was going to be stuck with the Democrat for a while, but, this could go down differently. And I will say this, between, now and the next election, I'm hoping here in Arizona that our legislatures are going to pass a law toughening up voter election laws, and that might do the trick.
Well, and the other thing, too, and I know, you know, Arizona's been leading the way regarding the open borders. I mean, going back to Jan Brewer and her and that infamous conversation there on the tarmac with Barack Obama. I mean, you know, the federal government and Democrats have a policy of open borders, and now even more so under this regime of Joe Biden.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how many people are coming over the border now. They're just being flooded. But, oh, my gosh, the politicians here in Arizona, they're not stopping pushing back. I am so proud of them. They're not just a bunch of rhinos. Even Ducey's coming out swinging.
Right, exactly. Well, and the thing is that as if that's not enough, I mean, we're sending COVID-infected migrants into the interior of our country, and then everybody has to get vaccinated and or lose their job. I mean, there's just something so upside down. But this is, I mean, people need to remember who's doing this. These are the policies of the Democrats. They are the ones that are being large and in charge and creating all these draconian policies. Rachel Alexander, thank you for being with us.
1% globalist elite. have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.